Every lap in under a minute means every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars, unforgettable.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Welcome along. Great to have you with me. Aaron Noonan here for Castrol Supercars Weekly, our little chance at getting together for a chat, a look at the latest goings on in the world, the Repco Supercars Championship. But I tell you what, there's a bit to talk about today. Sandown 500, Taupo 400, Darwin Triple Crown, Albert Park. There's a bunch of elements I want to tell you about today. But I also need to tell you about Castrol's Rego to Oil on their website, where you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search Rego, the number two, and oil, and find out what you should be putting in your car. Well, if you've got flights, accommodation, and the like booked for the Sandown 500, you're going to need to change them. It's been moved to a week earlier, to September 13 to 15. Now, it was mentioned in a release this week that it was in part due to the Melbourne Racing Club, who, of course, run Sandown. I've done some more digging as to why this is the case, and I've been told by a few sources that it's because that on the same weekend of the original Sandown 500 weekend, as was listed on the original calendar, being September 20 to 22, that on that weekend, the MRC has a horse racing event at Caulfield, and it's the Underwood Stakes, which is an 1,800-metre Group 1 race, 750k prize money, by the way, for that one. And the Melbourne Racing Club, I believe, are of the view that they can't staff both events, both the car racing at Sandown and also the horse racing at Caulfield. So they have got supercars to move the date to that week earlier. So I think that's an important element to all of this and why and how it's changed. I see a lot of people whacking supercars for thinking that they've just promptly changed the date to stuff with their flights and a comm. Certainly not the case. It's one of those situations that has had to be changed. But yes, the Sandown 500 will now be September 13 to 15. It also means that it's I think it's week two of the AFL finals at that point. So generally those finals are played at a night time. So pretty much all clear for Sunday race day. Of course, it's the 60th anniversary Sandown Enduro, 50th running of the Sandown Enduro. It is a travesty, though, that it's not going to be a free-to-air round. It's a Fox Sports only round. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. What this also means is that that might now throw a spanner in the works for Grove Racing, because if they were planning to bring Kevin Estre back, the French Porsche factory driver, they got a problem, because when they move the date of Sandown, that clashes now with the World Endurance Championship round at Fuji in Japan, and Estre is part of the Porsche Penske Motorsport Hypercar WEC program, WEC for those who don't call it WEC. So if he was going to come and rejoin Grove Racing, do they have him just for Bathurst and get someone else for Sandown, or do they opt for another driver entirely for both of those Enduros? We will see. In addition to Groves, from the quick count, I think it's seven other seats available for Sandown and Bathurst. Brad Jones Racing have got a seat. Team 18 have a seat. Both seats at Premier haven't had drivers confirmed. Matt Stone Racing is also another with two seats, and Blanchard Racing Team with one, remembering that they have got Jack Perkins already signed up to drive with James Courtney. Of course, plus any wildcard entries that could run beyond the 888 one for Craig Lowndes and Cooper Murray. Warren Luff is still not locked in. He is contracted to Walkinshaw Andretti United, as was the case last year. Remember, he was leased out, I guess you'd say, to Team 18 to co-driver Scott Pye last year. So we'll see if Luffy can grab himself a spot on the grid for later on. There's a change too for the Darwin Triple Crown, and I don't really like it, I've got to tell you. The Darwin Triple Crown for so many years was one of those awards that was impossible to win. No one could win it. It took forever for Scott McLaughlin to finally get the job done. In COVID times, Jamie Wincup won it on the basis of being the top point scorer for the weekend, but it wasn't that whole win everything kind of scenario. But because it's a two-race format for the Triple Crown, that's obviously not three races. So for this year's Darwin Triple Crown, it's been confirmed that qualifying on Friday will be held for the Saturday race. And whoever is fastest in qualifying on the Friday would then have to win the race on Saturday and win the other race on Sunday to win the Darwin Triple Crown. But there will be a top 10 shootout on the Saturday to determine the grid, or the top 10 positions anyway, for that Saturday race. So Triple Crown, let's just make it three races. Can we do that? Can't we do that? Wouldn't that be a more logical type of fit? I understand the situation. I'm not really a fan of it, though, but I guess if there's one way to play it, you have to be P1 on Friday, P1 Saturday, and P1 at the end of Sunday to be able to get the crown. And to, I think actually, too, there needs to be an actual crown. You need to be crowned physically, literally, the Darwin Triple Crown winner. Like, there's got to be a crown. I reckon it would be a pretty cool trophy. Maybe that's something that they could get in touch for next year. Small tweaks too for the Melbourne Super Sprint at Albert Park. The regs have been re-released this week and they show a couple of small, very minor changes to the race distances. They were going to be 20 laps on Thursday and Friday. They're now 19, and they were to be 15-lap races on Saturday and Sunday, but they are now 14-lap races. So remember, no pit stops at Albert Park. Cars on Dunlop soft tyres for the weekend. I sound like I've been a negative Nancy today, not much good news, but I've got some good news if you're a Kiwi and you're around Taupo for the return of supercars to New Zealand. They've confirmed today, supercars, they're going to do track to town for Taupo, which is cool, similar to what's been done up at Bathurst in previous years, particularly with the 12-hour. It's going to be on the Thursday of the round, April 18. It'll leave the track at 3:45 and then wind its way over about 8.5 kilometres of roads where the supercar race cars will be driven to a site in Robert Street for an autograph session. So for our Kiwi listeners, pencil that in. There is your chance to see track to town and catch up with the stars of the Repco Supercars Championship. Five Kiwis in the field of 24 this year. By the way, official event program will be a print copy for Taupo. So if you're going to be there for Kiwi fans or Aussies heading across there, there will be a limited edition collector's edition. So make sure you grab a copy when you get there. We're working on it as we speak. Now, today is March the 15th, and it marks an anniversary of that first round of the V8 supercar era of the Australian Touring Car Championship at Calder under lights in 1997, the start of a new era. It's our focus on our Ryco Rewind podcast today. Check it out wherever you get your pods. Now, this weekend, I am off to the Repco Adelaide Motorsport Festival. In fact, it kicks off today, Friday, but cars on track over the course of the weekend. A bunch of XV8 supercars, a bunch of Bathurst winners, a bunch of big names, a bunch of awesome cars on show and track. I'm going to be there for the whole weekend. Going to do some sleuthing, catch up with some people, see some cool cars. If you're around and you're over there, say g'day. Look forward to having a chat to plenty of race fans who will be at the Adelaide Motorsport Festival. Say g'day if you're going to be there. It will be a ripper. Right, I'm done. Have a good day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Thanks again for joining me on Castrol Supercars Weekly, and I'll chat with you next week in Grand Prix Week.
Every lap in under a minute means every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars, unforgettable.